Hi there, this is Paula from Sugarbox Coaching and welcome to another audio blog. And this blog is entitled Fake It Until You Make It, 5 Steps to Midlife Confidence. When I turned 40, I had this realisation that something pretty cool had happened to me, and it was that my efforts at pretending to have confidence had started to pay off and I was no longer having to play act at it. For many of us, middle age or our middle youth can be a time when we lose confidence in our careers, start to lack things like body confidence, generally have feelings of self-doubt. And I certainly experienced a lot of these things, but kidding myself that I didn't genuinely worked, and despite the occasional slip, I'm not Wonder Woman, I'm pretty much convinced of my abilities and I feel right about where I am and what I'm doing. There's a lovely quote that says, "Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right." I believe that was Henry Ford who said that. So we might as well think we can, don't you reckon? So in no particular order, here are my 5 favourite tips to fake it until you make it. Now, it's one thing to bear in mind, this isn't a long-term strategy for confidence. It's something to put in place until we start to feel confidence coming to us. So number 1 is laugh lots. I know this isn't always easy, but remember the title is Fake It Till You Make It. I laugh a lot and I'm fortunate to have a husband who knows how to make me laugh. So I laugh every day and I've laughed through some really tough times. Even when it's been a tall order, I've managed to be able to squeeze out the odd giggle now and again. Laughter is an amazing mood lifter and it's a confidence booster as well. So if you find something that really amuses you and try and take advantage of it every day, when you laugh, you'll feel more attractive, you attract more fun towards you, and that alone can make you feel 10 feet tall. The second point is that whatever they think of you, it's none of your business. So I can't control what other people think of me. You can't control what other people think of you. And quite frankly, neither do we have any business to. Whatever anyone thinks about you, it's generally not a problem. If they don't like you, tough luck. And if that sounds harsh, just imagine the relief when you let go of bothering to try and work out, which you never will, by the way, what it was you did to upset whoever it was, or wondering why they just don't seem to like you. I want people to like me, we all do, we're social creatures, but if someone doesn't, I really don't lose any sleep over it anymore. Pretend the hurt you feel, which I know is genuine, isn't really there, and you'll find that one day you'll look at this situation and be okay with it, and your confidence won't be shattered by playing the "if only I'd been different" game. It's a choice, choose to feel differently. It takes practice, but it works. Understanding the self-fulfilling prophecy. Have you ever thought about where this comes from? This was from the sociologist Robert Merton, and he defined this term as a false situation or false definition of a situation evoking a new behaviour which makes the original false conception come true. So, if you wake up and think, "I'm going to have a bad day," how do you rate your likelihood of having a good day? Now, we all wake up in bad moods at times, and you can feel it the second you open your eyes. You do, however, have the power to change your feelings, boosting your confidence in the meantime. So when I wake up feeling mardy, as we say up north, I don't let myself get out of bed until I can plaster a grin on my face. So it's a daft technique, but we're great at self-sabotage and falling foul of self-fulfilling prophecies. So be daft and imagine that you're going to have a good day and make yourself grin. It's going to work. Embrace the placebo effect. We've seen many tales of placebos working their magic on people that have needed help in some form or other, and I'm all for it. So if I tell myself often enough that I can do something, then guess what? I find a way to do it. This belief in the efficacy of my own self-administered positive thinking very rarely lets me down, and I don't always get it right first time, but it keeps my head clear for finding better ways. So do yourself a favour, keep telling yourself you can. And then stand tall. And before you shout at me for sounding like your mother, mums are sometimes right, and on the occasions when I need to exude "don't mess with meanness," I do what my mammy told me and I stand tall. And when you're short as I am, this is no mean feat, but it allows me to relax. I look more confident than I would if I was looking at the floor. It makes your shoulders push back, makes it easier to speak clearly and allows your voice to carry. And it makes eye contact with people easier. So don't worry if you're not naturally confident. We can all do these things and they become normal behaviour. Thanks for listening.